Flavors of Home. Pepper the Red Sox spring training camp in Fort Myers, Florida. There's what you see and taste, including a Green Monster and Fenway Franks. And, of course, there's what you know, the Red Sox, the players. But lesser known is that some of the staff working behind the scenes at spring training trace back to the Boston area and are helping to bring the Fenway Park atmosphere south. WBUR's Doug Tribou has our story.
JetBlue Park feels like a home away from home for many Red Sox fans. It's no coincidence that many of the employees are native New Englanders, ready to give a warm welcome to fans trying to escape Northeast winters.
Well, I've been a baseball fan since I could walk.
This is John Rosnansky's 22nd season working security at Red Sox spring training.
My father used to take me on a train to Boston, watch Johnny Pesky, Ted Williams, Bobby Dorr. My entire family is diehard Red Sox.
Rosnansky is 75 years old. He started his second career after more than three decades as an elementary school teacher and principal in Rhode Island and Connecticut. At JetBlue Park, he guards the gate beside the Red Sox dugout where all the players walk onto the field.
I'm a people person. I enjoy working with the fans here, communicating with them, helping little kids out. You know, little kids are saying, geez, who's that guy? Where does he usually go? How can I get autographs somewhere? So I just enjoy that.
Okay, 206, it's on the left, row 8.
Behind the third base dugout, Tom Ahern helps fans find their seats. The usher lives in Florida, but is originally from Marshfield.
This is my element right now. You get to know the people. Someone has a wheelchair, you give them a hand, we have some fun, we joke around. People that come in and want to talk, you know, and tell you a few jokes. It's a great time.
For the past 4 years, Sox fan and Brookline resident Lynn Cook has been traveling to Fort Myers for spring training. She thinks the New England flavor on the staff is a nice touch.
They frequently will ask where you're from and then tell you, oh, I'm from Medford, I'm from the Cape. There's always something that you're wearing, a bracelet or something that indicates that you're a New Englander, and we all seem to find that that's common ground.
After a career in the Navy and a second one as a registered nurse, Jim Collins moved to Florida in the 1990s. Now he works for the Red Sox. Originally from South Boston, he loves to see fans from his home state.
Yes, absolutely. They all come down pale and they leave burnt.
For the past 17 years, Collins has helped Red Sox players and their families feel at home, too.
My job is to meet the wives and give the wives their tickets. And year after year, I get to meet the new wives and the new babies and watch them grow up. And in return, I get to meet the players. Because at the end of the day, the wives say, there's that nice guy, Jim, that gives me my tickets every time I come to the ballpark.
Collins gets to see players come, but he also has to see them go.
I knew John Lester when he was in AAA, and he was here with Farrah and their babies, and they were little ones. And then to see him go, I was sad.
But while rosters constantly change, baseball's traditions carry on.
Here we go. Out to the ball game.
And at every game during the top of the seventh inning, usher and Marshfield native Tom Ahern rounds up about two dozen fans to lead the crowd.
Root, root for the Red Sox. If they don't win, it's a shame.
The group of strangers laugh and smile, creating a Florida memory about Boston's team. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.